Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about something today that you gals, I think, are going to find very interesting. You guys might be sitting there saying, uh-oh, are we going to get nailed to the wall again? Well, maybe a little bit, but we're doing it because we want you guys to understand some things that we gals really are interested in. My subject matter that we're going to be talking about today, or I should say instead, Barbara Kennedy's subject matter, is baby boomer men looking for love, the last dance. But hey, I'm going to give you a tip. This goes across the board. This is just not for baby boomers. So guys, listen up, and gals, you may want to get this book because it'll open your eyes to a lot of perspectives you otherwise haven't had. Barbara Kennedy, welcome to the show.
It's so great to be here. Thank you, Donna.
I had the chuckle when I started reading your bio. Now, here you are giving information on how men should step up to the plate of understanding and realize that, hey, there's some rules of conduct that need to be looked at. But here you were a registered investment advisor in New York City, and I thought, this is interesting. But you became interested in human behavior and the relationships between men and women. So you went back to school, and you really found that you wanted to help people realize and recognize happy relationships. What
That's
was
correct.
It that pushed your buttons that made you decide to go this way? I mean, after all, you were a registered investment advisor. Of course, in today's market, it's probably a good idea that you made the change. But what was it that really made you decide to make this shift? Why?
Well, it was a combination of two things. One was really being more attracted to the healing arts than to investment advisory.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do anything for me spiritually to, you know, garner you an extra 3/8 of a point performance on your retirement portfolio. That just didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, the relationships were what made it work. So it was kind of serendipitous, but, you know, I worked with men. I worked in male-dominated businesses. You know, I was actually in a trading room, you know, really working elbow to elbow with men in very tight quarters in a time when women weren't really invited into
mm-hmm.
that cave, if you will.
Yes.
And after a while, I started to really appreciate men. Four brothers, two husbands, a son, and then thousands of men that I've worked with. I've heard just about every story, either in the workplace or, again, as a therapist in the workplace. And so it seemed pretty clear to me that, you know, men and women just weren't communicating effectively in this world using, you know, current terms and terms that we're familiar with. We weren't really saying the words, it's time, you know, to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's time, you know, let's go dancing. Oh, yeah, yeah, right. I didn't take out the garbage 2 weeks ago. Okay, can we get past that and go dancing?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was really a communication thing. And if you read the book, it's really
yes.
about communicating.
I think so. And I find it so fascinating in our world today. Here we have all this technology. People are Twittering. They are Facebooking. They're doing all kinds of social
and
networking.
And it's all superficial.
It is.
All
and
superficial.
It is amazing.
It's marketing. It's
just
not communicating. It's
that's
very
right.
different. I agree with you.
Oh, it is just amazing. And you have people that are, young people especially, they're sending all these little messages all the time, but you get them face to face, and it's like, duh.
Yeah, deer in headlights. There's no social skilling being done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a fascinating phenomena, and it's having an effect. And I had to chuckle because I had someone say to me, and I'm not against technology. I think it's great. But I will pick up a phone, and I'll call someone, and they'll go, my goodness, there's a real human being on the other end of the phone line.
I know, it's incredible.
How is this possible? And I'll say, look, you talk to me. Let's talk, because that's what's going to happen. I just find there's so much miscommunication with technology because it depends on your mood when you're reading it or whatever it is.
Exactly. And, you know, as we get older, we're getting lonely because our grandchildren aren't coming to visit. They're sending us texts.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, I don't mind telling you, has ever tied a ribbon around a fax or a text.
Right.
I mean, it's that loving kindness, genuine reaching out, courting. I mean, that's what we're hungry for. We are lonely. We are lonely in the love department.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's on multiple levels, too.
Of course.
And that the human relationship, the communication factor, is so important. And that's what I loved about your book. Now, you had an introduction by John McAllister,
mm-hmm.
and he put a P.S. to it. He said, read this with a highlighter. Now, he read your manuscript 3 times.
He did.
And it was like a wake-up call for him because he's of the baby boomer generation.
Exactly. But it was Harville Hendrix who said read it with a highlighter. Harville Hendrix, yes, who wrote How to Get the Love You Want and Keeping the Love You Find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's brilliant about relationships. And he did mentor me serendipitously many years ago. And unwittingly, I'm in the same business. Isn't that interesting how
mm-hmm.
that stuff happens? And here I had a master, a maestro, who was my friend for
mm-hmm.
a short period of time. So, I mean, life is so extraordinary. The same thing with relationships. You never really understand how beautiful a relationship can be if you just nurture it just a little bit.
Well,
give it a little bit of room to just breathe and grow.
I think that that is so true. And one of the things that is so important, I get so weary of a lot of the soap opera stuff because people will watch it and they think that's real life. Real life is living. Real life is dealing with the mundane. Real life is dealing with illness. If you want to get real life, go and sit in a hospital ward sometime and be in a children's ward or be in a vet's hospital. Look at something and realize that life is more than all the glicks and the bobbles and the rah, rah, rah that goes on. There are rich moments in life. Those people that really have good relationships deal with the mundane, and they have the joy in the mundane as well as in the highlighted moments.
Exactly.
It's incredible, and it's communication. It's taking time to...
It's authenticity.
Yes,
that's
what it
is. Be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
However else will you find somebody who loves you for who you are if you're not exhibiting and showing who you are?
Now, I love one of the quotes in your book. It was from Dave Barry, who wrote The Complete Guide to Guys. I would have loved to have read it. I haven't. And he quote in there, it says, as guys grow older and produce more testosterone, they become less mature.
Isn't it the truth? It's so funny.
And
then we all level out in the end. I mean, we're more alike than different as we reach, say, I'm going to just guess and say, around 60.
Mm-hmm.
We level out, and now we can really be friends. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, are we really willing to do the work that's entailed to be friends now?
Now, you make a statement that I have tried to convey to so many people through the years, and it is, if you want an unhappy life, and this is a guarantee, and I'm quoting it directly from your book,
I know.
Get involved with a person merely for the sake of having one. And I put there in highlights, too true,
mm-hmm.
with an exclamation point. How many times do women and men get involved with someone just because they want a warm body, just to have a body there, and then they're miserable and they go, oh, woe is me. Forget that stuff.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. It's better to want what you don't have than to have what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been in a relationship with someone whose, you know, end date has come and gone, you know how tortuous that is. Okay, so when you enter into a relationship, when you really can be real and honest and open about who you're with, it doesn't get clouded over with the baubles that you mention, whether they're real or imaginary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you can really see, if you understand what your goal is with the relationship, is it a viable long-term relationship? It's really in the beginning. It's within the first 15 seconds. You know if you can kiss that person. If you could, that doesn't mean a kiss is going to be good, but if you're attracted enough to the person to at least give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, after you've had some repartee and perhaps a kiss or two, you know where you want to go with the relationship. So why do we spend so much time dancing against the rhythm? Why aren't we just more secure in who we are, understand we have a finite amount of time left, and really date like we mean it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dating because I'm looking for a long-term relationship. I want to be in a committed relationship with a certain other person who has these particular values, these particular strengths, similar tastes to mine, similar values to mine, you know, different interests so that we can share and grow together, who pretty well has his family, ex-family managed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the buzzword, to have managed the rest of your life before you move forward. Because when you bring all of this unresolved, unmanaged baggage into your relationship, you really cause the relationship harm. If you take the time to turn that baggage into, say, designer luggage that packs light and travels quickly,
mm-hmm.
okay, how much better is that to be in a relationship in the last trimester of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's easy and transparent. You can have conversation. Do you know what, Donna? There's nothing that you can say to me that's going to repulse me or
mm-hmm.
upset me or annoy me. It's too soon in our relationship. So if there's something about you that you don't like, but that you can change and you wish to change, well, by all means, have at it. I support you. If there's something about you that kind of wears on you a little bit but can't be changed, like you're only 4'11", you're never going to be 5'4", ever, 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 then you need to learn how to manage it and bring that managed disappointment into our relationship at this stage in our lives, because we all have them.
Mm-hmm. You bring up some points that I find people of every generation, and I know that your orientation was towards the boomers, but I'll tell you what, I see it across the board. That's how, when I read it, I looked at it as something that could be for any age group, really. But you've talked to so many men, and they say that when they married for the first time, it had to be to the right woman, the woman that everybody else said was perfect for them, and because of her looks, her education, her religious beliefs, her background, financial status, all of this was established by other people. They never, ever really thought for themselves. My goodness, that happens with every generation.
Yes, it does.
There's not a generation that's exempt from that.
Yes, it does. But the baby boomer generation was the first generation that had, first of all, disposable income in their early middle years, in
mm-hmm.
their 30s, okay, that was the 80s. So they had disposable income. There was a great deal of tolerance for divorce because people weren't as attached to the church and the stigma of divorce of prior, I don't know, decades, maybe centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know how the cave people felt about that, but let's just say that this was a new phenomenon. So it isn't that this is the only generation this has happened to. This is a generation where it was pretty prevalent
mm-hmm.
and it pretty well changed the social fabric of society,
really,
right?
Did for a lot of people, yes.
Right. So it isn't just that it happened to us. It's just that we were the first ones who had to deal with it, and we got real confused about it. Like, men were forced to discover their female half. Like, they still don't know what that means. Okay? But we forced that upon them. Okay? It doesn't make us bad people. But we changed, okay, out of necessity or desire, who knows, okay, we changed as women. Okay, if it were not for us, our younger sisters wouldn't be in graduate schools the way they are in droves right now. Mm-hmm. We did change the world. It caused a great deal of confusion. Now here we are, we're single again. We're in our 50s and 60s. We are very young. We are very vital. We watch what we eat. We go to the gym. We've done everything right. The world has kind of blown up right out from under us, but that doesn't change our desire to have fun and to be loved and to laugh and to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Who likes to kiss more, the men or the women, do you think?
Who? The women do.
The men do.
Are you serious?
Inevitably, the men do. But here's what the men say. Women don't like sex. And I would say, really? Because, you know, I've polled hundreds of women. I don't think I've heard anyone say that. Maybe she doesn't want to have sex with you. Now, that's a whole different conversation. Let's talk about that. Well, now, isn't that interesting how that stereotype just changed
mm-hmm.
and the individual is taking responsibility for not getting his needs met? That's a whole different way to look at things. Do you think our fathers and grandfathers really took the time and the energy to say, now, let me see, what part of the prairie blowing away was my fault? I don't think that they did. I don't think they had the time to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They were so busy keeping mind and spirit together. Yes? Body and spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you have some statements that mm-hmm. I had to chuckle at. You said, guys, what you want in women, you're looking for a woman who has a 24-inch waist, a flat
mm-hmm.
stomach, who looks great in an evening gown and jeans and buck naked on the back of a Harley, a woman who has that pinkish glowing morning beauty and the energy enthusiasm of endless youth, a woman who's always bubbly, perky, smirky, willing.
Right?
Happy to see you.
Playboy bunnies. One and all.
I'm just sitting here reading all of this and I'm just cracking up.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Did I mention she should be thin?
Yeah. How many times do we repeat that?
I know.
Oh, yes.
Right. But the men aren't thin. They're
not.
Balding. Right, they're
yes.
balding. They don't floss. Okay. I'm serious. They have beer bellies or Dairy Queen bellies.
Yes.
It's
yes.
true. I mean,
yes.
it's just laughable. And they're looking at young women that they could never keep up with in the mall ever. I mean,
right.
ever, financially
mm-hmm.
or energetically. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just laughable. I just want to say, oh, let's go to a movie already. You know, let's go to a matinee
right.
and have some fun and hold hands. What are you doing? You know?
Mm-hmm. It's
and
really
so
something.
It's not a male bashing book, is it? I think
no.
I think
not
I honor
all.
Men. I think I laugh with them at these impossible demands that our ego makes. I think it's a very kind and gentle, we want to be friends with you, but there are certain things we'd like you to know about, like don't pick your nose in public. Okay, please
I'd like
pull
some
out my chair.
To know that.
Who you'd like what?
I'd like some 10-year-olds to learn that.
I'd like some senators to learn that. But that's a whole other conversation, right? Okay.
Oh, yes.
So
oh,
anyway,
yes.
right. See, we know what we're talking about. That's the whole funny thing. There's a lot of people who read this book. I'm serious, Donna. They don't get the inflection. They don't get the froggy
mm-hmm.
thing. They weren't there on Saturday mornings. It was just a moment in history, and we were all there. They weren't there when Kennedy was shot. They don't understand how we would just, what? We were paralyzed, weren't we?
A lot of people were with that
mm-hmm.
event.
Yeah.
And paralyzed by things that evolved. Now, I love something you have in here, and I'm just going to read it as you wrote it.
Okay.
A woman yells out the window, pig. A man yells out the window, bitch. Man rounds the next curve and crashes into a huge pig in the middle of the road. Thought for the day? If only men would listen. I read that, and I know I've seen it before,
mm-hmm.
but it just cracked me up. I said, gee whiz, how many times does this happen? And it's just the way we think differently. And men are very visual. This is something that is a fact. I mean,
absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, they are just so visual. And I love your statement in here, like Pavlov's dogs, men seem to be programmed to respond to certain stimuli even when they know it's been laced with rat poison. And I thought,
it's tongue-in-cheek.
That's a bit graphic. Yes.
But it's true.
It is true.
It's true. I mean, we see it all the time. How many times do I hear in my own practice? So then I married this really young girl, and we had a really good time for about 3 months, and it wiped me out financially. And I'm like, well, I hope it was worth it. But try to explain to someone when they're whipped up on this adrenaline frenzy, you know, that, whoa, slow down. This is not, you know, if it's too good to be true, odds are. Like I said, with all due respect to our younger sisters, but why wouldn't you want to be with somebody who gets the jokes? Who is at the premiere of Easy Rider, you know, who gets what you're talking about, because the familiar is what is where our comfort is, as we, especially as we age.
Well, I think that the key is taking the time to get to know somebody. And there are some men and women that would be great friends, and I have said this many times, it disturbs me that in our society that it is almost like a taboo to cultivate that. And that's a sad thing, because I think you can have a friend of the opposite sex. You don't have to be intimate with them. You can have a wonderful conversation, and you can have a trust, and that it's wonderful. But our society has still maintained a lot of the Victorian attitudes, and it's just really hard to break that, both with men as well as women. I don't care what generation they are.
I know,
and
but
how
most,
liberated they think they are.
But most of that programming is sociological and
yes.
anthropological.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there are some people who are still guarding their cave. The only way that that works is when it's okay with both partners. Okay, men are usually happy to have relationships with women in the office and other professionals that are female, but their wives don't usually go along with it. And women have relationships with guys too, but not as often somehow. And so it's a very tricky thing. It really has to be, both partners have to be okay with it.
And I think when you're mature, then you realize it's...
Right, have at it. You want them,
you know,
take them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that's great, that's fine. And I really like what you had in here, Henry, who is in his early 60s. And I'm just going to take a little clip out of what he wrote, because I really like
He's brilliant. He's a brilliant man.
He is absolutely wonderful. He said, "We already know that women are attracted to honest men who are confident, expressive, and happy. We can afford to be honest as men and sensitive because we've already proven ourselves in the world of men.
Correct.
We're not perfect. We can be fine-tuned. We want to please, and we can dare to be ourselves with a woman without fear of being fractured by a criticism. We're the men real women love. I wish I had understood this when I was my son's age. I'd have been more mindful of myself, and I would have flexed my muscles a whole lot less around women." And he has a tremendous segment that he puts in your book that I just think is terrific.
I think all the men who contributed were outstanding.
Yes.
I mean, they tell these heartfelt stories. I mean, you could cry. What about the fellow that I interviewed who'd had cancer, who'd had bladder cancer? And he talks about trying to date in the world after being a successful lawyer for years. Okay, and being in a small southern town and always dating, you know, the beauty queen. And suddenly here he is handicapped, and what he has learned from this. And I caution the reader, okay, life comes at you fast, and nature knows no boundaries. I mean, if you have not experienced a loss or you know, a terrible illness, it really is a matter of time. And so the humility that you bring to a relationship as you get older is really something to embrace, not to be afraid of. You know, we're so afraid of dying that we don't live, or we're not afraid of dying, we're afraid of living. You know, everybody has a saying for it, but the fact of the matter is, if you're not living in the moment and having each day just thoroughly, like, licking each day to death, you are missing out on the best part of being alive.
Absolutely true. This one I loved. You have clues, you have words of wisdom. Well, this is a clue. You can go off to war, you can ride the subway at midnight, you jump out of a perfectly good airplane, and with a straight face, you tell me that you're afraid of a cute little blonde in a Wonder Bra and red boots.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
This is amazing. This is right on.
Exactly. You jump out of perfectly good airplanes. You ride the subway at midnight. Okay, you play with guns and knives and razor blades. And are you kidding me? And you're intimidated by me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
Right. Now, you
right.
have a number of stories that are very touching to the heart. One is about a man who had a child with Down syndrome, was dating a wonderful woman, but his behavior was just absolutely so unsettling to her. And finally, he admitted that he was seeing this child, and he was hiding the child. He was ashamed. He said he wanted to protect the child, but he really didn't want to let her know about it. And she ended up dumping him because she figured that if he wasn't going to be honest enough with her about telling her about this child, it wouldn't have made any difference to her. But
right, exactly. But he was controlling, her experience.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, rather than letting her decide what was going to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see that a lot. That's the quintessential controlling behavior that men do. Men don't tell you how old they are for the most part, a lot more than women.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they think, we're stupid? Do you think we can't tell that you're coloring your hair? I mean, it's like a guy who says he doesn't smoke. You know, do you think that we can't smell that, the cigarettes on your sweater? I mean, you know, guys just think that women are just not paying attention. Just because we've learned not to nag or to knee-jerk response doesn't mean that we're not observing you and we're not seeing all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so
and
you're not...
Yeah.
The honesty. Where's the honesty? Where's the integrity?
Right.
You know the Four Agreements by Mr. Ruiz?
Why don't you share them with my audience?
Okay, The Four Agreements. It's a wonderful book. It's available on Amazon and in the bookstores. You know, it's a great book. The Four Agreements, number one, have integrity with your word. Say what you mean what you say. That means keep your agreements, keep promises, always be truthful. Why is that so hard? Number two is not to snap to judgments. Don't make quick judgments. How hard is that to do, especially when you meet someone for the first time? Number three is don't take anything personally. Now, I struggle with that one every day, each day, as do most people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it personally. But did you see what they said? Okay, but it wasn't meant for you. Don't take it personally. And number four is do the best you can with the information that you have at the time. You can't argue with any four of those. They are pretty, you know, okay? So why don't we bring those to relationships? There are five things you have to be able to say to get along with anybody in any country in the world. Please, thank you, excuse me, I'm sorry, I love you. That's it. That's it.
That's amazing. It really
is amazing. It's the passport. That's all it is. A smile.
It really, really is. And I think, again, it's a process of an individual journey. And I think any aids of assistance that we can get. And I think, sadly, that in our social environment with young people growing up, they are not being taught a lot of the social graces. And you have dating etiquette for guys and just, you know, be aware of certain things. And it's just little things like this that can make a difference. So this is a book for fellas to read on one hand, but also the gals can read it and just go, okay, you know, this is what, you know.
Exactly. Honey, read this. Honey, read this. Look, I have the book is on Kindle, okay? So any guy, I mean, it's a quick download for Father's Day, okay? If you have a single father, a single brother, a single uncle, a neighbor, an ex-spouse, this is a book. It's a refresher book in what women expect from men as we move into maturity. If we're going to date and have romance, even married people can learn a lot from this.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict, the glue that binds us, conflict. The more conflict we have, depending on how we manage it, can bring us closer together, can give us the best marriage on the planet. You know, the one that everybody is poking their spouse at the dinner table, saying, ooh, ooh, I want a marriage like theirs. And they're pointing at us. Why do we strive for imperfection when we can have the best? I don't get it. We just seem to be contrary as a population right now. I don't get it. Let's do the opposite. Let's wear very expensive, torn-up clothes. I don't get it. Do you?
No, I don't. I know we're just about out of time. I'll tell you, Barbara's book is a hoot. Barbara, I would like to know your website so that people can go there if they're interested, and also you've given information about where they can get the book. But what's your website?
The website is www.babyboomermenlookingforlove.com. It's very simple. It's also on Kindle, as I said.
Great. Baby Boomer Men Looking for Love is the website. Barbara Kennedy has been my guest. We'll close with a quote from a book, By All Means Marry. If you get a good wife, you'll become happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher.
Yeah.
Socrates, yeah.
Thanks,
he knows.
Donna.
You're welcome.
Be well. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back. Isn't it wonderful that we know all the answers? Well, that's not true, but it sure is fun exploring a lot of options. Baby Boomer Men, Looking for Love, The Last Dance. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. And find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, telephone lines are now open. We have the toll-free worldwide number of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, first, and I do know we've got a caller on the line waiting, and caller, just be patient. I'm going to make a few announcements here. I want to thank Janice Wilson for a wonderful program last night. We just had an absolute blast on Blog Radio, and we were just packed. We just absolutely had one caller right after the other. It was just an amazing show, and we probably are going to be doing a program together again, but I want to thank those of you that did listen to the show, and also those of you that shared the information with your friends about the program. I want to let you know about two other upcoming broadcasts. We have some other in getting set up right at this moment, but on June the 20th, which is a Sunday, I'm going to be on Bipolar Radio with Susan and Bert at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This is a show coming out of California. You can listen in on Bipolar Nation Radio on Facebook, or you can go to www.latalkradio.com. Now, the call-in number, if you want to participate in the show, is 323-203-0815. That, again, is June the 20th. And then on Sunday, June the 27th, at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Central, I'll be talking and doing a show, talking with Denise Barnes, who is the host of a talk show, Differences, in Nashville, Tennessee. The call-in number for that show is going to be 615-737-9865, and the station is www.wvol1470.com. Now, if that was a little bit fast for you. Go into my website, DelphiInternational.com. You can go into my website, look up the newsletter for the month. It's right there. Just tap on the button on the left side of your screen. Pick up the newsletter and go down to upcoming broadcasts and appearances, and you'll find all of the information listed. You'll find the links in there that you can connect with, and you can copy them over if you so desire. Well, let's show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show, and we're going to be going to our first caller for the day, 888-815-9756, if you want to call in. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Tricia. I'm calling from Carleton, Quebec.
Carleton, Quebec. Okay, I bet you it's just absolutely gorgeous there right now.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. One day I hope to come to Quebec. I really do. I just think that part of the world is just absolutely awesomely beautiful, a lot like the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Okay, Trish, the first thing that I'm looking at is a big smiley face. Apparently, you are going to be recognized by someone who you would have a great deal of respect for. They are going to acknowledge you, and they are going to want to be supportive of you and what you are going to want to do. And this is going to involve a project of some kind. As I'm observing the interaction between yourself and this other individual, there is just this sense of, I finally feel like I'm in a rhythm with people that are around me. And I would say that that is very true. This person that, for all intents and purposes, is a mentor, is going to have some very down-to-earth, practical information that they will bring out to you consistently. And this is very important because you need to have the repetition of certain points of information so that it becomes a part of your thinking without effort. In other words, it's sort of like learning how to ride a bike. You have to practice until all of a sudden you're on automatic and you never forget how to do certain things in a certain way because you learned it, and you learned it well through repetition, and that's what's going to be happening with you. I'm looking at you packing some bags. I think you've got some wonderful travel opportunities that's coming your way, and I want to say enjoy every moment. You're going to feel like, oh, I wish I could have had another week or two. I'm just having such a good time. Well, taking your traveling opportunities in little bites really is going to enable you to handle your stress well. And also, I am looking at a pressure underneath your left eye, and I'm sensing it, and to me it's an indicator of stress. It's as if there is a puffiness that begins to show in your face, and it's not from too much salt. Someone might say that to you, but that's not it at all. What it is, it's stress. And you have this patterning, and I don't know what is triggering it, but when you're under a lot of stress, it's like your body retains water. So you just feel like you're a balloon. You just go, you know, I just feel if someone were to touch me with a little pin, it would just come out of all my pores. Well, understand that this is a good way to read your body. The best way to keep yourself from feeling that is to do some kind of exercise like walking or finding something that maybe you can do that allows you to have a movement that enables the body's circulation to help release some of that water. And it's just, it's a patterning of your physiological structure. It's not good, it's not bad, but it's a good barometer. When you're noticing that puffiness, you need to ask yourself, okay, am I getting enough exercise? Am I giving enough time to myself? The answer, more than likely, is going to be no. And you need to go, okay, I better pay attention and get yourself back on track. You're going to be fine. What question would you like for me to answer today?
That's really interesting because you were talking about big smiley face and I would get recognized by someone. Well, I was thinking of moving away, and hopefully I want to get a job in New Brunswick, because I got a really not-so-nice assignment in the fall doing remediation. It's really behavior kids, and that's not what I was studying for. I wanted my own classroom, and just like you said, I wanted someone to really lead me down the path. Pretty much what you said. And I want my own classroom. I don't want, you know, scattered grades all over. I'm not ready for that.
All right. Well, what I would do, if you're looking at New Brunswick, how far away is that from Carleton? I have no bearing.
It's about maybe 5 hours.
All right. Have you already made an application, and have you gone over and introduced yourself to some people?
No, I haven't.
You need to do it. I don't care. You need to put out an application, and you need to make a trip. 5 hours is not that far away. You need to look at going over, finding out about the school system, and start moving on this. Don't wait until the last minute.
Okay.
And put your resume together. And I would say look at any private schools as well as any public schools. I go both genres and see which one works for you.
Yeah, because my cousin is the principal, and she really gave me a really bad assignment. I think
the principal of what? The school that you're with?
Yes.
Well, hon, don't go on that track. You're brand new out of the chute, so to speak. So you really have to earn your stripes. And don't be a victim here. Say, okay, if this is what I have to deal with, this is what I have to deal with. Don't expect your relative to treat you with kid gloves. You're out in the real world. But if you would rather separate from that, okay, I understand. Good. Then you're realizing you want to stand on your own 2 feet and you want to have certain things. That's good. You wouldn't have discovered what you did without being in the environment that you're in. But be grateful for it because you've learned a lot. And now what you do is say, all right, I'm going to see what I can get in New Brunswick if that's where you really would like to be. So get the action moving. Don't be afraid. Start looking, talking, asking questions. Start it sooner rather than later. Don't wait till the last minute. I know I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. There's nobody out there that's going to babysit you. And you're not afraid of working, so go for it. Go for it.
I am.
And then call me back and tell me how good it turned out.
I will.
All right, Tricia, you have a wonderful life now.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye, dear. That's how simple it is. All you need to do is pick up the telephone, give me a buzz at 888-815-9756. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Hillary Smith. We're going to be talking about Welcome to the Jungle. Now, that sounds like a really unique title. The topic is even more unique. It's about bipolar. If ever you've known of someone that has this particular condition, it's very, very difficult to recognize. And they are, in doing research more and more, discovering how there are sometimes nutritional deficiencies that contribute to this, because it's all dealing with the signals from the brain and how they react within our nervous system. So this is something that we're talking about more and more. And Hillary has had experience with bipolar herself, which I think is very, very special. And she's willing to go public with what she knows, and that's why Welcome to the Jungle is her book. So we'll have her on tomorrow, and then we're going to be talking about ghosts on Thursday. Carone Goody is going to be my guest. Carone is a repeat guest. She has a new book called The Kids Who See Ghosts. We're going to be talking about kids because that's what her book is all about. Did you ever see a ghost when you were young? Do you ever have a paranormal experience when you're young? Well, knowing how to work with that is important, and I was honored. Karen had me did an interview with me, and there's a section in her book that is related to what I shared with her. So we're going to be talking about a number of things on Thursday. And then Barbara Max Hubbard on Friday, a gracious lady, wonderful lady, wise, wise woman. Visions of a Universal Humanity is a movie that she has put together. It is beautiful.
and I recommend it highly. So we're going to be talking about that on Friday. So I invite you to share it with your friends, because we are just going to have some awesome, awesome guests. Now, if you want to know about guests that are going to be coming up, go into BBS Radio, just as you've done to listen to the show today, and tap on the section that will list the information about guests. You'll also have access to archives if you're interested in that as well. Well, we're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, hey, I'm going to read the summer horoscope. They're short ones for Gemini, Libra, and maybe even Scorpio. Or better yet, I can chat with you. 888-815-9756. We're going to be right back.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. All right, for those of you born under the sign of Gemini, we'll be talking a little bit about maybe romance or family, money or career, travel, and maybe a little bit of something else, whatever is going to fit for the information. Geminis are going to be reconnecting with people from their past. It looks like this summer you'll have a chance to interact with a number of different individuals, and you know what? You really are going to enjoy the kids that are in your life, and you maybe have been having a very tough time with your career, feeling as if just nothing really is making a difference. Well, as of July the 21st, apparently, there's going to be a major shift for those of you born under the sign of Gemini, and you're going to be able to take advantage of new opportunities. So you need to pay attention and to do whatever you need to do to effectively make those shifts and changes that you need, and relax. Enjoy the environment that you're in. Don't look at how much you think you're missing. I know you just love to do so many different things. You have such a sense of joy about your life. But I want you to realize, take advantage, be mindfully present with where you are, and I think you're going to be able to see some wonderful things, have good times with friends and family, and not have to spend a whole bunch of money doing so. Now, if you're born under the sign of Libra, well, you really like working with your family. You enjoy people that you consider as members of the family, an extended family of type. Those that are close to your heart are your family, period. Doesn't make any difference whether they're blood related. You enjoy helping them out. You really value them coming to you and being able to be honest with you about what they feel. So you're going to find that this is going to be a main focus for you. You really are going to have to pay attention to your job environment. Don't take anything for granted. And realize that if you accomplish something very significant, you're going to have to set new goals. You're going to have to look at new agendas for yourself, and you can handle that. you really do love to travel. You also like to make sure that you look good wherever you go. That is just part of the Libra personality. You like looking good. So shop around. And by the way, you can always find good bargains in a lot of places. If your budget is tight, check out consignment shops. Check out a number of different things, and you may be surprised at how nicely you can dress on a restricted budget, if that's what you're experiencing. And then the last one for today is going to be Scorpio. And Scorpios are always full of energy and just ready to experience life to whatever capacity they possibly can. They have a sense of adventure, and you just really, if you pay attention to your finances and you're willing to be down to earth with how you work with money, professionally and financially, you're going to see yourself surging forward. If you're a Scorpio, you've got a lot going on, and if you're looking for romance in the right places, you're going to probably find some wonderful companionship. You're going to have some opportunities maybe to break away and do some traveling, but not as much as you would like. But remember, where you are, you can have a great time. So maybe there's some local things you can get involved with that you can just feel like you're getting away, having a break, whether it's just going to a movie, maybe going to a pet show of some kind. It could be seeing something unusual that maybe you've never spent very much time with right in your own community. And you can still feel like you've had a refreshing break. This is a time of year when art shows abound, outdoor activities are there, and it just can be a heck of a lot of fun. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Speaking of being out of doors, I really think being able to go out and do hikes, it may sound like something most of you would just groan. You'd say, oh, who'd want to do that? Let me tell you, I have a very good friend that I've known for a number of years, and she was getting frustrated with herself physically, and she just was antsy. And there happened to be a group at her church that said, we're going to go climb Mount Rainier. And she said, why? And they said, well, because it's there. So she got her tennis shoes and her sweatshirt and got on her grubbies and off she went. She said it was absolutely amazing because it totally rejuvenated her mentally. She said, I saw so much beauty. And she learned that she had to go at her own pace. And in the beginning, she was with this group, and they were led by a macho guy that was trying to go at 25 miles an hour or plus. And she said, I'm not in a race. I said, that's silly. Don't be in a race. Savor the environment you're in because it's always changing. And she adopted that. She's got some friends that like going a little bit slower the way she does. And she's not an old person. She's a younger individual, but she said it was so much fun. And she does this now a few times a week. She said it is invigorating. I know one lady who is Korean, and we see her walking around our neighborhood. She goes out hiking every day. She was given a lousy bill of health by her doctor. She said, forget it. I'm not going on the medications. Now, this woman is in her 70s, and she's out there walking every day. She said, I got news for you. I don't have any blood pressure problems. I don't have this problem. I don't have that. She walks. She just walks 5 miles a day. She's religious about it, and she feels great. So whether you want to hike in the mountains, whatever you want to do, check with the walking groups in your area. You don't have to go out there and try to kill yourself, but have fun. And if you have a family, it's inexpensive. It is absolutely wonderful. Now, you do want to make sure that you have the right kind of gear. If you've got kids, you want to have little backpacks or day packs, I guess is what you should say. You want to have maybe some pedometers so you count how many steps you go. You know, it's a 10,000 steps a day deal. You want to make sure you have hats and sunglasses, believe me. And some of those hats that have the section that drop down over the back of your neck, if you haven't been out of doors and sunshine is something that's not relatively common in your neighborhood, like if you're in the Pacific Northwest, you can get burned really, really easily. But remember that, or carry a cotton scarf, something that is going to cover the back of the neck, and that way you won't get sunburned. And then if you, like here in the Pacific Northwest, we can have rain come in all of a sudden. Have something light, a rain jacket that can be wrenched up and put in your day pack, and you want to have a camera because you want to take pictures, and water. Always take water with you because you dehydrate. And sometimes if you have kids and maybe you'll get hungry, have a trail mix of some type that you can have, you know, raw vegetables that you can pack away. If you get hungry, you can munch on it, and you're not going to have to clutter up anything on the trail. Remember, wherever you go, you want to take your trash out with you. Well, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back here same time, same place, talking about welcoming you to the jungle with Hillary Smith tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever forget that. You are in control of your mind, your thinking, your actions, your demonstrations in life. Make sure you choose those that are right for you. You don't have to listen to everybody else. You can listen, but you choose. It's your right. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.